After yesterday's grand inauguration, it was down to work for the new president today. Catherine Connolly went to Gaelscoil Inchicore in Dublin 8 this morning, where she and her husband Brian got a great welcome from the pupils. Sandra Hurley of our political staff was there and she joins us. Sandra, as we were hearing there, she got a great welcome. What else has been happening over the past few hours?
Yes, Rachel. Well, it was certainly down to business today, I think, after yesterday's ceremonial engagement. So the real business of the presidency, meeting the people of the state. And I think you can tell from her choice of initial meetings that these were very carefully selected to underline her priorities in office. So the visit to Gaelscoil, emphasising the importance of the Irish language. And then this lunchtime, she's at a family resource centre in Trim in County Meath, which again highlights her priority on social inclusion. So the visit to the Gaelscoil, it was Gaelscoil Inchicore in Kilmainham. It's actually in the grounds of the War Memorial Gardens in Dublin 8. And she was greeted there by the Prefect, Colmo Nuálán. But I think, as you just heard, the school children were extremely excited and they were chanting her name even before she arrived. So when she got out of the car with her husband, Brian McEnery, she really got something of a rock star welcome there. She was moving along, meeting various children. They were handing her flags that they had put together. And then she pulled out a trump card, which was telling the children, "Níl aon obair bhaile agaibh anocht, no homework."
Always
tonight.
A popular thing to say. Yeah.
Well, it's a political mainstay when you go to schools, and it certainly went down very well. And she went on to meet camogie players. She met the chess team. Now, she was handed a ball and she briefly demonstrated some keepy uppies as well. It's definitely something of a signature move now. It was a viral hit during the presidential election. And then she went on to make a short speech in the main hall. All os Gaeilge, she spoke of her pride in the Irish language and also about how Gaeilge is Súil Ella Éireann Domhan. And the children did some Irish dancing as well. But a very happy occasion there at that meeting. And this lunchtime, she's in County Meath, as I mentioned, at the Trim Family Resource Centre. And it is, in fact, a return visit to that centre. She was there during the election campaign and she made a pledge that she would return to many of the places she visited during the campaign. So she's making good on that. She is meeting the staff volunteers and the service users. And she's hearing the personal stories of some of those who use the centre. And I'm told that when she visited there during the election, she was really affected by hearing stories about the food bank that the centre provides and the fact that so many people are having difficulty just meeting their basic needs and that parents are going without food to feed their children. And again, I think this visit is very much designed to send a signal about the type of presidency that Catherine Connolly intends to pursue and how she wants to represent everybody in the country. And then later today, she travels down to Galway, where she's going to go to the Merlin Park nursing home. So a busy first day, a first full day of engagements.
Sandra, thanks indeed. That was Sandra Hurley of our political staff.